Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump has invited two Republican state lawmakers from Michigan to the White House today. The state lawmakers are looking at election results in Michigan, despite no evidence of any fraud. President-elect Joe Biden won Michigan by about 150,000 votes. President Trump continues to lie about the results, falsely claiming he won the election and that there was fraud. Georgia's Secretary of State says there is no evidence of fraud in that state's election either, despite President Trump's false claims. President-elect Joe Biden won Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger confirms the Georgia recount was very close to the initial election results.
Yes, the audit has aligned very closely to what we had on election night reporting. It's so close. It's not a thimbleful of difference.
He spoke to WSB-TV. The Trump campaign may request a machine recount of Georgia ballots. The U.S. Census Bureau is planning to delay releasing the first set of 2020 census results until after President Trump leaves office. This means Trump likely cannot try to make an unprecedented change to who is counted in the numbers used to reallocate Electoral College votes. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports.
The Census Bureau's director says the agency has uncovered, quote, anomalies in the count that it needs to try to fix. An employee at the Bureau who asked not to be named for fear of retaliation at work tells NPR the Bureau's planning for January 26 as a new release date. That change throws a wrench into President Trump's plans to try to remove unauthorized immigrants from a key census count for the first time in U.S. history, despite the Constitution's requirement to include the whole number of persons in each state. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision in December on whether Trump can alter the numbers that determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes for the next 10 years. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has ended his visit in Israel. He toured Israeli-occupied territories and institutions linked with President Trump's supporters. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Pompeo was the most senior U.S. official to visit a Jewish settlement in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. He visited a settler winery owned by a U.S. family that has financially supported President Trump, according to the Associated Press. President-elect Joe Biden has opposed settlement expansion in the West Bank, where Palestinians want to establish a state. In Jerusalem, Pompeo visited a museum about Christian supporters of Israel, a museum founded by one of Trump's evangelical advisors. Pompeo and his wife left for the United Arab Emirates. Trump has agreed to sell the Emirates fighter jets, which some Congress members are trying to block. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 147 points. The Nasdaq is up 15 points. The S&P 500 is down 8. This is NPR News. Amid a presidential campaign, Uganda's opposition leader has been released on bail and charged with violating COVID-19 regulations. NPR's Ader Peralta reports his arrest has sparked widespread protests that have left at least 37 people dead.
Outside the big hospital in the capital, Kampala, families broke down in tears as they received news that their loved ones had been killed during 2 days of riots. Hospital officials say they have received dozens of injured, mostly with bullet wounds. Meanwhile, at a courthouse across town, presidential candidate Bobi Wine was brought to court, and he gave a speech denouncing President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power for almost 35 years.
Your Honor, it is Museveni that is supposed to be in this job for killing innocent citizens.
The arrests, the killings, he says, will not deter Ugandans from fighting for their freedom. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is telling Americans don't travel for Thanksgiving. The CDC says people can help stop the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency says Americans should celebrate the holiday only with people if they have been living with them for the prior 2 weeks. If people are welcoming guests, the CDC says everyone should keep their masks on indoors. California is instituting a nighttime curfew in most of its counties to slow the pandemic's spread. This goes from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. and will take effect tomorrow. It'll last through December 21st. All non-essential businesses are banned overnight. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering Capital One Shopping, a downloadable browser extension that searches various sites for shoppers. What's in your wallet? More at CapitalOneShopping.com. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We're going to start off this hour with music from Otis Rush. Back in the late 1950s, he had the only top 10 hit for Cobra Records out of Chicago at the time, and his career was sort of on and off, had trouble getting recordings done, that sort of thing. In 1994, he had a disc out called Ain't Enough Coming In, and it was excellent. One might have thought might have garnered a Grammy, but he was up against big competition with Eric Clapton and also pop staples. From that disc from 1994, here is Otis Rush here on KRVS with a little Milton number called That Will Never Do.
My picture, she's spinning real hard. She got to the place late. She treats me like a child. But listen, woman, that will never do. Well, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, you might as well say we're through. Well, I got to the place late. I can't tell her what to do. She shakes a finger in my face. I'm working just like you. Listen, woman, that will never do. Well, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, might as well say we're we'll be right back.
some things. People moving faster than the speed of sound. People living like Superman all day and all night. And I can't say if it's right, and I can't say if it's wrong. Cause I move kind of fast myself. But I do have a few things that I'd like to pass along right here in the words of this song. You better not look down if you want to keep on trying. Put the hammer down and keep it full speed ahead. You better not look back or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back. Friend of mine showed up the other day. That girl had been in love and for love and under love most of her life. If the arrows that had passed through her heart had been sticking out of her body, she would look like a porcupine. And she asked me, Kane, do you think I've lived my life all wrong? And I said, my advice is right here in this song. You better not look down. If you want to keep on flying, put the hammer down and keep it full speed ahead. You better not look back, or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back. I was walking down the street the other day in Memphis, Tennessee. When I noticed B.B. King, the King of Blues, coming out of the Peabody Hotel. Just got in to do a show. So I walked up and I asked him, I said, B.B., sometimes it's so hard to keep everything together, my little thing. How do you do it? And he looked right at me and he said, you better not look down if you want to keep on trying. Put the hammer down. You might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back. You better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down and keep it full speed ahead. You better not look back or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look back.
Chris Kane on guitar and vocals from his 2001 release. The disc is called Kane Does King, his tribute to B.B. King. He went to his first B.B. King concert when he was 3 years old. His parents took him, of course. And, of course, a number called Better Not Look Down. And before hearing Chris Kane, we heard Otis Rush, late Otis Rush from 1994. And from his disc Ain't Enough coming in, Otis doing a little Milton tune called That Will Never Do. We're going to turn to another Otis Rush tune next year on KRVS, maybe his best-known piece. He recorded this one in 1958. But we're going to move on up to 66, and listen to John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton on guitar. They're going to do the Otis Rush composition, All Your Love, I Miss Loving.
All the loving never knew what I was missing. Oh, you love, pretty baby, that I got in store for you. Oh, you love, pretty baby, that I got in store for you.
Ha ha ha! passing. A long time ago, next little woman that I date, her I've got to know, and I've got to know her family too. Yes, indeed, I got to know her family too. This song is just for you.
New York City Blues from 1966. That was Jeff Beck on guitar and vocals, working with the Yardbirds at the time. He had replaced John Mayall with the band. And, of course, before we heard Jeff Beck, we heard the Blues Breakers, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. And that recording came out when we heard back in 1966. John Mayall and Clapton doing a rendition of the Otis Rush composition, All Your Love, I Miss Loving. Interesting number, minor 12-bar blues. That sort of segues into a rumba. And Otis Rush was quoted as saying that he actually wrote that tune on the way to the recording studio. He had needed a couple more tunes. He was headed in to do a session, and he composed that one almost on the spot. Next here on KRVS, well, we just heard we heard John Mayall with Eric Clapton. We heard Jeff Beck with the Yardbirds. We're going to turn next to Chicago blues pianist Otis Spann with the British band Fleetwood Mac. They went to Chicago in 1969. Fleetwood Mac did record with a number of their blues heroes, Willie Dixon, Buddy Guy, Shaky Horton, and Honey Boy Edwards, a few others. And they ended up doing a nice little session with Otis Spann, one that Otis wrote. It may have been his wife that wrote it. He altered it. But anyway, interesting number. He's backed up by by Fleetwood Mac. Otis Rush would pass away the following year. He recorded this in 69 with Fleetwood Mac. He died in April 1970 of cancer at the age of 70. Here, though, Otis Spann with Fleetwood Mac here on KRVS doing Hungry Country Girl.
You know these people walking around here talking about the woman on the left of them, all that kind of carrying on. I don't see why that woman has to leave there. Mines ain't left me yet. But I don't know how soon. I keep that woman on my mind, just as fat and healthy as she can be. She'll do. You know, because I raise hogs, chickens, and cows and everything. And she better not act like she's hungry. No, it's a cow dead. And if she want a choke, I'll go out there and catch one of them chokes. And she have pork chops all the week. Sure will. And every time she get hungry, she get evil. You can't blame the girl, cause she's a country girl. Now my baby's a country girl, and she just can't help herself. Yes, my baby's a country girl, and she just can't help herself. And every time I tell her I'm gonna leave her, she said, "Dad, I don't want nobody else." I sat around at night and cried till the tears rolled down. Tears rolled down my cheek. I said,
lipstick and powder. Only what my baby would do. One for lipstick and powder.
Again from 1969, that was Otis Spann, who worked with Muddy Waters since 1953. Otis Spann on piano and vocals, Fleetwood Mac backing him up, Hungry Country Girl. Music next here on KRVS from a brand new disc by Big Harp George. It's called Living in the City. George, a fine harp player, both standard diatonic and also chromatic. Here he is with a number called Try Nice.
You might find that you like it. Try nice. Never know till you try it. Try nice. Baby, what have you got to lose? You come at me like a mama grizzly bear. All you're gonna do is think your daddy is scared. Try nice. If you wanna spend your time with me. Real tough and cold, they've got their virtues, but somehow I'm not warming to you. You never really know what nice can do. Honey, for me and you, try nice. Not likely to kill you, try nice. Never know if I threw you, try nice. Baby, it's just not that tough. Everything else under the sun. No big surprise, you ain't getting you none. You never really know what nice can do. Baby, for me and you, try nice. Though it feels so unnatural, try nice. Don't let yourself feel so bashful, try nice. Even you can turn over a new leaf. Try nice. Baby, what have you got to lose? up on me, going full tilt. Don't you know you just make me poor, Daddy will try nice if you wanna get along with me. Well, tough and cold, you got the virtues, but somehow I'm not warming to you. You never really know what nice can do, honey. For me and you, try nice. You might find that you like it, try nice. Never know till you try it, try nice. Baby, it's just not that tough. Not for most folks.
Mm-mm.
But you're different.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't happening, is it?
Mm-mm.
Forget I raised it. Baby, you just might try nice.
1972, that was Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt doing a number written by Chris Smither. Love Me Like a Man. Bonnie preceded here on KRVS by Big Harp George. We heard him from his brand new disc, Living in the City. And he did a tune for us called Try Nice. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines, their East Coast blues artists. Done a number of recordings since at least the early 90s. Annie Raines on blues harp and also on piano and doing some vocals. Paul Rochelle on guitar and doing vocals. Here they are from a disc called Going Home. This one came out in 2004. Here they are with a number that was first recorded by Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell back in 1930, a number called Memphis Town.
Went to the station, catch me a train, gonna get on board, ride again, just get on board. Town, Memphis Town, all trains going to Memphis Town, shoveling the coal, see the wheels go round, Lord, everybody's going down to Memphis Town. I said, conductor, where the train's all going, I wanna see that girl of mine. He answered me with a railroad frown. He said, the train's going to Memphis Town, Memphis Town, Memphis Town, all trains going to Memphis Town, shoveling the coal, see the wheels go round, everybody's going down to Memphis Town. I said, what's doing down on Memphis Way? The train's all going there today. The train man said, there's a jubilee, Memphis Town's the only place for me. Memphis Town, Memphis Town, all trains going to Memphis Town, shoveling the coal, see the wheels go round, Lord, everybody's going down to Memphis Town. I said to the station man, where's my train? He said, I never knew you owned a train. I said, you better answer or I'll slap you down. He said, the train's going down to Memphis Town. Memphis Town, Memphis Town. All trains going to Memphis Town. Shoveling the coal, see the wheels go round. Lord, everybody's going down to Memphis Town. Goodbye, folks. I'm on my way. Gonna see you all some other day. I got my ticket, here's my train, going down to Memphis, see my girl again. Memphis Town, Memphis Town, all trains going to Memphis Town, shoveling the coal, see the wheels go round, Lord, everybody's going down to Memphis Town.
Soon this morning, baby, by the break of day, turn over and hug the pillow where my darling used to be. Soon this morning, long about the break of day, I turn over and hug the pillow where my baby used to lay. I woke up last night, mama, about 1:30. Baby left me cause she said I did her wrong. But it was early in the morning, long about the break of day, I turned over and hugged the pillow where my baby used to lay. Play that thing. Come here, sweet mama, put your loving arms around. I know you're gonna leave me, you're gonna roam from town to town. But it's early in the morning, long about the break of day, turn over and hug the pillow where my baby used to lay. Bye-bye, mama, say you're gonna wait. I know you're coming back some more cold, rainy day. Early in the morning, mama about to break up day. Turned over and hugged the pillow where my baby used to lay. Soon as morning about 2:30, walked down the street and I was swore with you. But it was early in the morning, mama about to break up day. Turned over and hugged the pillow where my baby used to lay. Now listen to mama what I'm going to say. Know you'll be back some old cold rainy day. But it'll be early in the morning, mama about to break of day. Turned over and hugged the pillow where my baby used to lay.
Blind Willie McTell on 12-string guitar. McTell recorded in Atlanta, Georgia back in 1949. Obviously a number of calls soon this morning. Before we heard Blind Willie McTell, we heard Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines from their disc Going Home. And again, they did a rendition of a Leroy Carr, a Scrapper Blackwell tune from 1930, a piece called Memphis Town. We're going to turn next to another gentleman from Atlanta. We just heard Blind Willie McTell, one of the best known of the Piedmont stylists. We're going to turn to Barbecue Bob, less of really Piedmont style going into rags and that sort of thing, but recorded quite a bit of blues during a short period of time. First recorded in March of 1927 and recorded on into 1930 and died at the age of 29 at 1931 of some very ailments that he had that was brought on really by the flu. But 68 songs, that's a lot to record in that time period. Interesting guy. His style was definitely sort of a throwback to almost clawhammer style banjo. A lot of his guitar playing was anyway. Here is Barbecue Bob here on KRVS with a real name Robert Hicks with a number called Yo-Yo Blues.
Got up this morning, my yo-yo mama was gone. I got up this morning, my yo-yo mama was gone. I stood by my bedside and I hung my head and bone. Walked down the streets, I couldn't be satisfied. I walked down the streets, I couldn't be satisfied. I had some yo-yo blues, just to mean to cry. It ain't none of my business, but it sure ain't right. It ain't none of my business, but it sure ain't right. Take another man, woman, and play yo-yo-yo, play yo-yo all night. I'm a stranger here, I just got in your town. I'm a stranger here, I just got in your town. I won't see yo-yo, and please don't turn me, please don't turn me down. And if I mistreat you, I sure don't mean no harm. If I mistreat you, I sure don't mean no harm. I'm a yo-yo and daddy, and I don't know right from, don't know right from wrong. I'm long and tall like a cannonball, and I'm long and tall like a cannonball. Takes a long tall fella to make a good gal fall. I'm a stranger here coming on this train. I'm a stranger here coming on this train. I long to hear some good gal call my name. Thank you.
sure was feeling bad. When I got up this morning, I sure was feeling bad. But honey, I couldn't do nothing but wash my face and hide.
Early Taj Mahal. That was Taj Mahal from 1968 doing the old folk and blues standard Corrina. We heard just before Taj Mahal, Barbecue Bob, a.k.a. Robert Hicks. He had got his moniker because he worked in a barbecue outlet, and his promo pictures have him wearing a chef's hat and an apron and holding his 12-string guitar. He did a number for us called Yo-Yo Blues. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to music from Furry Lewis. He was, for 40 years, worked for the Memphis Sanitation Department as a street cleaner. He had lost a leg in the 1916 or so, and recorded for both Vocalion and Victor Records in 1927 and 1929, and went back to working and lived in at least mere musical obscurity for some years, and he was rediscovered in 1959 by Sam Charters. He had a really fine finger-picking style and some very interesting slide riffs. Here is Furry Lewis here on KRVS with a piece called Natural Born Eastman.
Lord, overtime. Gonna have nothing losing with that 109. Acacia said, this engine is mine. I run in glory, let's make mine time. Told all the passengers better keep self here, cause we gonna shake just like Cheney did. Like Cheney did. I'm gonna leave Memphis to spread the news. The Memphis women don't wear no shoes. I got it written in the back of my shirt. I'm a Nathbone East and I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait. I'm a Nathbone East and I don't have to wait. The police arrest me selling gin. They take me down to the station house. I not go around and they turn me out, turn me out. Not go around and they turn me out. Woman name is Alice Fry. Say I'm gonna ride with Ocasio or die. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. I'm a rambling woman, I got a rambling mind. Oh, I got a rambling mind. I sold my gin, I sold it straight. The police run to my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nod her head, say, fur, you're welcome to my folding bed, my folding bed. Fur, you're welcome to my folding bed. I woke up in the morning with a shower of rain. Around the curve was a passenger train. Father was a hobo, John says, a good old hobo, but it's dead and gone, dead and gone. Good old hobo, but it's dead and gone. Now, mama, mama, won't you look at sis, standing in the backyard doing the twist. You come in here, you dirty wench, you ought to be church at the morning bank, morning bank. If you want to go to heaven when you're D.I.E., put on a collar and a T.I.E. You want to scare a rabbit out of L.O.G., just make a little stunt like a D.O.G. I'm on the road again. Now, some folks say Mr. Case couldn't run, but let me tell you what Mr. Case had done. He left Memphis, departed 9, got in New York City, it was dinner time, dinner time.
Murray Lewis, once again here on KRVS, the number he called Natural Born Eastman. He had recorded the same, roughly the same tune, well, not quite, but this is a variant of one that he recorded back in the late 1920s. Very interesting guy. He ended up on television, on Tonight Show, also in a Burt Reynolds movie. He had a nice revival of his career late in life. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and you can find us online at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also in large measure by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. If you're not a member and a supporter of public radio, we hope that that you'll consider becoming one. We do need the help. And you can pledge your financial support securely online at any time at krvs.org. And, of course, as said earlier, check out the website, playlists of locally produced programs, also podcasts. And looking through the menu of programs, you might find things that programs that you're not aware of that you might well enjoy. So, again, check us out online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, coming up at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, by the way, you'll have Walter Wolfman Washington, who'll be doing some interviews with Walter Wolfman Washington from New Orleans. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And at 4 o'clock, we have national and international news from NPR on All Things Considered. Selected shorts airs at 6, at 7 p.m., Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter.